The recording has started.
Thank you very much, Lance. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the CWG UCTN call on the 15th of February 2016. On the call today, we have Gugri Sagyam, Cheryl Langdon-Aul, Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Maximal Zober, Sebastian Pensis, Yap Akuhis, Ron Sherwood, Susan Payne, Heather Forrest, and Annabeth Lang. We received apologies from Sana Salman, and from staff we have Bart Buswinkle, Lars Hoffman, Yuki Bracken, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Lars.
Thank you, Natalie. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I hope this finds you well. It turns out, as I woke up this morning, it's President's Day in the United States, which is a bank holiday. I wasn't aware, but it was a very nice surprise. On that note of nice surprises, we had a quick call with the co-chairs on Friday with the staff to discuss a little bit how we can proceed as a group, considering that we've received a variety of responses, as you know, on the three character codes, but very little discussion following what was a diverse range of views. Through the feedback requests from the various SONACs. So you've also seen Heather's email that she sent on the 19th, 20th of January this year, proposing a way forward. And the replies that have come in on that were largely positive. So we decided to build on that, if you want. And the proposal that's on the table is that staff would take on the pen. And we proceed similarly to how we proceeded with the two character codes, being aware that this issue is potentially more contagious, and so staff is aware of that and will be as neutral and balanced as I suppose we always are, but even more so this time around, by proposing a straw man paper on the three character codes. Yes, to be very clear. This is going to be very much intended to start discussions, because the feeling was that everybody has kind of an opinion at the moment. They voiced that through the various communities in the feedback request, and to come up, if you want, with an aggregate or potential starting point for consensus on the call might be very difficult, because people will obviously, to start off with, reiterate their views. Rather than maybe being in such a large group, it'd be more difficult to come up with a first consensus, if you want, on how we could proceed. So the idea is that staff will present or write up a paper that is then in no way meant to be the consensus view or a consensus view, but a starting point to get people discussing substantive proposals. I'd like to point out that there's obviously various issues that we will take on board, especially those opinions that were voiced that have a clear rationale why some think that we should proceed one way or another way with three character codes. But we will not, obviously staff will not add anything. We will be strictly relying on those arguments that were brought forward by the community. And so the idea is to have that paper ready for the Marrakesh meeting. We will try our very best to have it as early as possible, so that some of you might be able to study it or read it, rather, on the flight there already. But as you know, for yourselves and for staff as well, in the run-up to the meeting, it's always a very busy period. So it might just come on the Friday or the Saturday of the Marrakesh meeting, bearing in mind that we as a group are meeting on Monday. I'm sorry. On Monday at 10:30. Bart just put that also, I believe, in the agenda there on the right, on the third point on the notes. So that is the proposal to move forward. And so I'm going to pass it back to the group if there's any feedback or any comments or any thoughts that we'd like to share before we proceed. Thanks. Heather, please go ahead.
Hi, Lars. Thank you very much for taking the lead this morning and for capturing the discussion that we had amongst the co-chairs. One point I'll emphasize that I emphasized in that call, and I think it's important to emphasize here, is the comment that you made about the fact that we're dealing with the feedback, the feedback that we received on three-letter codes. Some of it expresses very personal views. Some of it is fairly limited in the justification that's provided. And following the model of what we did for two-letter codes, I think it's important that as we go through and develop the straw man, that we look for those inputs that have a stated rationale to them, given that this is a community working group and we need to justify ourselves to the community. That we focus, I guess, in particular on trying to elicit, and it's not going to be an easy job, I suppose, elicit in particular those comments that have a stated rationale, and to the extent that that rationale is consistent or inconsistent with where we've gone with two-letter codes, I think we need to bear that in mind. So I'll offer that just as a starting point for the straw man, and also picking up on the emails that have come in on the list in the meantime, let's say over the past few weeks, we've had a recent submission from the government of Greece, and I know there have been perhaps very recently some answers to the three to-do points that we sent around after our last call. I suppose just we can reassure everyone, Lars, it's possible to take all of that, even those recent submissions, into consideration. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yes, you captured it very well. So we were going to be based on rationale. We take as much on board as possible, and there's even the possibility that we might not come up with any specifics, but that we're just trying to lay out, what kind of principles the group should take account and from what possibilities would flow from that. So it's going to be a step-by-step, small-step procedure here.
Perfect. Thanks, Lars.
Thank you, Heather. Anybody else who'd like to chime in at this point? So if there's no other questions or comments, I would – no, Annabeth, just raise your hand. Annabeth, please go ahead. Annabeth, we can't hear you. I don't know if you're mute. Annabeth, we still can't hear you if you're speaking. Annabeth, Natalie just said in the chat that you have to activate your mic, which you might have not done if you just dialed into the AC room. And there's a little telephone button at the top. And if you say connect my audio, that should do the trick. Annabeth, I think Natalie just proposed to maybe dial out on your Teams. You're not actually on the phone bridge. So I'm just going to take it from here, and then when you're connected, I'll pass it straight over to you, if that is okay. I'm just going to move, in fact, ahead to Marrakesh while we get Annabeth on the line, hopefully. as I said earlier in the spot put here in the chat, we're going to meet on Monday, the 7th of March, from 10:30 to 12 noon local time. So that gives us an hour and a half, and hopefully that will be the first time, or that will be the time we're going to discuss the straw man for the first time. And hopefully we'll do our best that you have enough time to read this document as early as possible and give you as much time as possible to prepare for the meeting. In addition, as you might recall, and we're obviously in a close connection here with the GAC, who has a somewhat adjacent working group. And The GAC originally wanted to reach out to our group and have a joint meeting on either the Saturday or the Sunday prior to the opening ceremony on Monday. However, due to the CCWG accountability work that is still ongoing and the procedural, let's say, challenges that the GAC faces as an organization to come up with consensus views, they have canceled that meeting at the last minute, so we're not going to be meeting with the GAC at this meeting, but it's penciled in with a permanent marker for ICANN 56, or at least that's what I've been told. So that's something to look forward to. And if I can add to that, I think it would be also a good idea, and the co-chairs agreed with that on Friday, to once we have a straw man and we are feeling kind of confident that we are on the right path, it doesn't have to be necessarily completed or agreed upon by everybody, but once you kind of see where this is going, to expressly reach out to the GAC and not just rely on members to this group to bring it back, but actually to forward the straw man to the GAC leadership so they can distribute it among their mailing list and ensure that everybody has been at least informed and there can be no complaining about lack of information from our group towards them. I think that might be a useful step, but that's obviously a couple of weeks in the future. That is everything for me. Annabeth, have you managed to come on? Natalie just said in the chat that they're dialing out Annabeth. Heather also just raised her hand, so I'm going to put Heather up first, and then hopefully we have Annabeth on the line. Heather, please go ahead.
Thanks, Lars. Yeah, while we wait for Annabeth, just a very quick comment. I think it's an interesting point that you raised about us keeping the GAC working group as informed as we can. I wouldn't like the charge to be reversed. Let's say one of my personal frustrations, I suppose, with the GAC working group is that all of that work happens in secret and we don't have anyone, let's say there's no opportunity for any one of us or all of us to join that group and its work. So to the extent that we can keep them as informed as possible. And am I right in thinking there was an opportunity in Marrakesh, but that's not now going to go ahead for them to advise us and vice versa?
Okay, thank you, Heather. Annabeth,
I'm here. Yes, I'm here now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay, good. I have really problems down here in the Montenegro by the sea. I just wanted to chime in with Heather. I think it's very important that we get, it's very complicated, all the things that we're getting. What it shows is that it is a great diverse view from different stakeholders. And as Heather says, some of it is based on rationale now from stakeholders. Others are more personal views. But the main thing in my view is to get from the rationale and also to show and visualize that it is really a quite wide view of different opinions here. And that might be, as someone also put in the response to the three questions we asked, that it might be difficult to find a consensus on this difficult question. But then our job is also to show the different views and to say that it's difficult to find a consensus, not try for everything it's worth to press forward a consensus that's not there. And also, I think Heather was right. In connection with the GAC, I have understand it the same way, that it won't be a meeting with the GAC as they talked about. Is that right, Lars?
Come again. I just didn't quite hear the end. The GAC, what was the question about the GAC?
We had planned a meeting with the GAC, but as I understood you on our last call, that it was not to be after all. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, I think I mentioned that before, probably even the data.
Yeah.
Yes, so they requested a meeting for Saturday or Sunday, this meeting, but due to accountability, it'll be postponed for ICANN 56. And I can just completely agree with what you said. I appreciate that that this trauma has to be very much based. We have to make clear and all of staff, as it were, that we put in the various views and rationales that have been presented. And so that really needs to be out there, that people understand what are the various views, and then hopefully from there we can formulate something that is somewhat acceptable as a consensus position, or at least as a starting position for discussions. We are really aware that this is not going to be straightforward and just a matter of copy and pasting a few paragraphs together. So we'll try our best to make this as transparent and as understandable as possible.
Thank you, Lars.
Thank you, Annabeth. I think we just have hand raised, from Panagiotis. Panagiotis, please go ahead. Sorry, he was actually trying to get into the AC room rather than raising his hand. So that was my fault. If there's nothing else, then I will give you back 42 minutes of your day. I will also, just before we close this off, two more things. What we discussed on the call, the kind of the plan ahead, straw man, timeline to Marrakesh, I will put, Bart has this put in the notes, and we'll send this around on the list so that everybody who was not on the call today is obviously aware of that. They don't have to listen to the recording necessarily. Furthermore, I will see you all in Marrakesh. There's no more meeting before then, because in 2 weeks from now, I think we're going to all be traveling already. So the next time we'll talk would be in the Palmeray Resort. Unless there's anybody else who would like to speak at this point. Going once, going twice. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
End the recording, please.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. And see you all in Marrakesh.
See you in Marrakesh.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much for your help today, Lance. You may now stop the recording. This concludes today's call.
Thank you.